Hispanic Democrats have warned Barack Obama that he risks losing the Latino vote in the general election if he does not take steps to reach out to that voting bloc. Obama's National Latino Vote Director met with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus today. That group's influential members want Obama to commit to helping illegal immigrants gain citizenship. The caucus has avoided demanding that Obama choose Hillary Clinton as his VP, but they've also made it clear that would help sway skeptical Latino voters. Leaders are also warning Obama that many Democratic Latinos may drift to John McCain because of his support for comprehensive immigration reform. Roberto Soro is a professor of journalism at the University of Southern California. He's the former president of the Pew Hispanic Center. He joins me now to talk about the challenges both candidates will face in courting Latinos. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
So will John McCain make that strong case to Latino voters, even those who are Democrats?
I imagine that he would. I mean, he has a strong basis for appeal, his roots in the Southwest, his military record, his strong early stance on immigration reform, and he's developed a kind of rhetoric around immigration that's quite sympathetic and potentially powerful with this audience.
So he does make a strong case?
Potentially. The Hispanic vote nationally is traditionally a Democratic constituency. Voter registration runs about 2-1, and no Republican's done much better than 40-odd percent of the Hispanic vote nationally in a presidential election, maybe 40 and a little bit more, but it's hard to know where he's aiming. For a Republican to get, say, 45 percent or 46 or 47 percent of the Latino vote would be quite a substantial accomplishment and could swing some states and would certainly change the national dynamics in terms of a fast-growing electorate.
The Obama campaign admits that they have a bit of an uphill battle in trying to court Latino voters. Hillary Clinton took the vast majority of Latino voters in state after state. So what does the Obama campaign have to do if they want to make a case to this voting bloc?
The Obama campaign is just about starting from scratch, I think, with this electorate. In a way, it's not really with any of the other core constituencies of the Democratic Party, because it was such a consistent record of rejection in the primaries and in the big states. So there's work at all levels, starting with the elected leaders, which that meeting today. In terms of messaging, it does not appear that Obama's sort of change message got much traction with Latinos. Young Latinos did not turn out for him the way young whites did, for example. And a large part of this electorate, socioeconomically, looks very much like the core of the Clinton Democrats. Blue-collar, working class, not necessarily college-educated, more middle of the road than very liberal. And he's got work across the board to do with those kind of voters.
Now, we've been talking about Barack Obama and John McCain, the candidates. But the turnout and the ultimate direction for this voting plot be determined not just by the candidates, but by the parties and what the RNC and what the DNC does in terms of outreach?
Oh, for sure. This is a piece of the electorate that has underperformed. There's been a significant lag in turnout. And simply by bringing Latino turnout up to the same level, say, of whites of the same socioeconomic range and education, it's a lot of votes. And there are a lot of new votes. There are a lot of new immigrants that have naturalized since the last presidential election. So that's kind of an unknown. I mean, you're talking about several million votes out there that have not declared themselves. It could be influential in a number of states if people turn out in larger numbers than they have in the past.
And who is poised to do that? Who's more likely to do that?
Well, right now it could be either party. It's early enough that there are a good number of unknowns. The Republicans had a very deliberate and well-organized strategy to increase their share of the Hispanic vote, and it was working quite well up until the debates over immigration the last couple of years. And Hispanic support for Republicans in polls dropped significantly after the immigration debates of 2006 and 2007, and then some fairly heated rhetoric during the early part of the primary campaign. Whether McCain can sort of get that back on track and show increases in the Hispanic share that votes Republican or not remains to be seen. And on the other side, the Democrats have not had very organized or deliberate efforts to mobilize the Hispanic vote, somewhat assumed to be a core constituency. The one exception was Hillary Clinton, who mounted the single most aggressive effort aimed at Latino voters of any Democratic candidate ever, including in general elections. I mean, she dedicated more resources in the primaries to getting the Hispanic vote than either John Kerry or Al Gore did in general elections. So the question now is, can Obama somehow capture that enthusiasm and that machinery?
Does she have the keys to that machinery, or can he start up the engine on his own?
Certainly her enthusiastic support would make an important difference.
Roberto Soro is a professor of journalism at the University of Southern California. He's also the former president of the Pew Hispanic Center. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.